I'm Martin Pedersen. This is Cocodrillo. Brain damage, not a fool, not loony, though that's what the checkers think at the grocery store. I walk like a puppet and ask, where is the marmalade? Marmalade is my favorite. Someone I can't see whispers as I clomp down aisle 8 and don't find any marmalade there. That he used to be a professor, a great scientist, he speaks perfect Italian. Isn't that a shame? The incident, the loss. So I go to the busy red-haired man, and he says, aisle 8. But there is no marmalade on aisle 8. And finally he puffs and walks down there, and well, aisle 11 then. Can you show me? Oh boy. So that's how I found the marmalade. I was with friends, I suppose, or fellow patients who would yell, crocodile, knowing that I was terrified and would scream and cry and run in utter horror of anything about the dreaded beast. I saw them at night and in the weeds by the ball field. Crocodiles put a raving freak where the shadow of a great professor used to be. Cocodrillo! Cocodrillo! They showed me my books once, but there were no pictures. The crazy girl asked me once what animals I liked. Not many, but pigs are okay. Why not have a pet pig? She was the only one left at camp when the others went to town. I couldn't go for fear of crocodiles. And she stayed in a teepee made of wool blankets with a fire for purifying. She let me in. It sure was hot. I thought maybe she would want to do those things that I liked but couldn't remember. But she just talked on and on, words I couldn't understand. So I went out, but stayed away from the weeds. Finally, I left it all in my little boat. My friends and relatives, who I had loved before, said goodbye and left on the great ship. I went to the end of the land and then paralleled them in my little boat because if I kept them in sight, I wouldn't get lost and would find the island where there were no crocodiles or alligators, where I could live. But a bad storm came, and I lost their ship. Then I rolled in the storm, all wet, and watching my cage of bats slide across the table. I was afraid of running onto the rocks of my island refuge, so I threw out the anchor until the storm was over, so I could go on seeing my way there.